Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and operators. Today's video is straight from my email inbox. Somebody sent me a question, and I get this question a lot, so I want to address it here today in the video. It's about how long should it take to train a team member? And what do you do if you've trained them for what you think is long enough and they're not able to get up to speed or they're not grasping their job? I'll show you how to do all this coming up right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, scalemyrestaurant.com, and like I said, author of the book, Make It Happen. Don't forget, you can grab your free copy of Make It Happen on our website right now, therestaurantboss.com. So like we talked about, I get this email a lot, but I recently got it and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do a video on that. And it's how long should it take to train a new restaurant employee? In this person's example, they said, I've been training this person for 2 weeks and they're not getting it. What am I doing wrong, or how long should it take? Should it take 3 weeks? Should it take 4 weeks to train a team member? Well, I don't know how long it should take. It depends on how detailed the training that you want is. So I'm not gonna answer that question for you. What I am going to tell you is that training is not, here's your apron, you're going to be working with this person today, good luck. That's called the magic apron theory, right? It's welcome to work, here's your apron, go jump in with Johnny and good luck. Well, Johnny probably wasn't trained properly, and Johnny probably doesn't have a full understanding of your systems and processes, and Johnny may not even be happy. A lot of times, our replacement is being trained by the person who's leaving, which has all kinds of challenges built into it. And I'm not here to judge you, because I did the same thing and I understand why you're doing it, because I did it myself. But I am here to tell you that there's a better way. Before I get into the specifics of this video, I want to remind you that we have bonus content and additional blog content, as well as free downloads, if you go back and watch this video on our website. So if you found us on a social media platform like YouTube or Facebook, we welcome you. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch this video. I promise you that every second you are watching any one of our videos will be educational for you and well worth the time. But go to the description in this video, either below it or somewhere else, and click back to watch this video on our website where you can get some additional bonus information. So back to how long it takes to train someone on your team. I want to remind you that nothing is more important than this. Nothing is more important to the future of your restaurant than your ability to recruit, hire, and train talented individuals. Even, dare I say, develop. To recruit, hire, train, and develop talented individuals in your restaurant. There will be no growth. There will be no freedom. There will be no increased profits. There will be no joy for you operating your restaurant if you can't find people and get them up to speed fast in your restaurant. The biggest challenge that the brands that I work with who are growing, who are opening up new restaurants, between all the brands I work with, we're probably opening up a new restaurant every couple of weeks, if not every month. And one of the biggest challenges that we face with all those brands all over the world is finding team members and getting them up to speed fast enough. So if there was one thing, and if you haven't read the book, One Thing, go read it. We'll put the link to it somewhere up here for you because we did a review on it. But if there was one thing that you should be mastering in your business, it is this. It is this topic, or at least this piece of the bigger topic of recruiting, hiring, training, and developing your team members. So training is not telling someone what to do. Training is not even showing someone what to do. Training is doing it with them, is coaching. There is an aspect to training that is telling them what to do. There is an aspect to training that is showing them what to do. There's an aspect to training that is doing it with them. But in my opinion, a team member has not been trained properly and will never execute at the levels you want until they have demonstrated the skill to you. That is one of the missing pieces in most trainings. So how long will it take for you to train a team member? I don't know, but I can tell you this. If you have properly formatted, properly documented training systems, broken down into specific tasks and divided into the five categories, the five steps of training, we'll put that video up here. I don't want to get into it today. We'll put the video up here or here, I don't know, somewhere for you, with the five-step training model that we teach, as well as where you can download that. You can download it as part of the Restaurant Boss Toolkit below this video or on that five-step training video. You can get the five-step training model, totally free, by the way. If you are not following that five-step training model, you are probably not properly training your team members. They're not demonstrating to you that they know how to do this, which means that even when you think that they're trained, they're not really trained, and you're taking too long and dedicating too much resources to the training process. If it's taking you 3 weeks to train a team member now, follow our process, you'll get them trained in a week. If it's taking you two, you'll get them trained in less than a week. But if we don't have a method and a process that we are following that is organized and methodical, we will never know how long it should take because we cannot create that schedule of what they need to learn and how long it will take them to learn each one of those skills. So then we're just left guessing. We also have no way to measure their performance to say, we're going to bring you onto our company and we're going to pay you X amount until you're trained. Then when you pass all of the training in this document, we're going to pay you X plus whatever. And then after 90 days, we're going to do a review and we're going to pay you whatever you were getting paid plus whatever. That's the system that we create in the restaurants that are growing faster. So we can get an employee to come in at a base level salary and get three raises in the first 90 days because we have measurable ways of tracking where they're at and they have something to look forward to where they understand that they will get a raise when they do X, Y, and Z. So I hope today's video was helpful for you. I hope you enjoyed today's video and I look forward to bringing you more great videos just like this every single week, completely free, here at The Restaurant Boss. If you haven't already, subscribe to our YouTube channel, get on our newsletter, download your free restaurant toolkit, the restaurant, what do we call it? The Ultimate Restaurant Owner's Toolkit. Get a copy of your free book. Whatever you need to do to get more information from us, please do so because we send out so much great quality free training. I am on a mission to change this industry. I am on a mission to make it an industry where people are excited to come to work, where you can experience the freedom, the money, and the joy that you desire in this restaurant business. It doesn't have to be as hard as it is. We just need to learn some new ways to do things. But we'll close it down there. My name is Ryan Gromfin, and this is The Restaurant Boss. Remember, systems create freedom. Freedom creates value. Value creates scale. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.